Okay, here we go. Learning should be the chusuf first shlimah for Chai Esther Tila Bas Ari Al Tzipora, Bistar Shechai Yisof also for Itam Ashechaim and Esther, and Chaim Lev Ben Ora Yael Bistar Shechai Yisof. Chanukah Parshas Vayetze Tavshin Pei Gimel. Learning should also be from my wife's grandma's yard to this Shabbos for Chaper Bas Moshe. Rav Shor has an incredible sefer Alecha Valiva Van Chanukah, and he connects beautifully Parshas Vayetze to Chanukah in a very simple but beautiful way. The Medrash tells us. There's a very strong connection. If you look in Revi, in our Parsha, Reuven goes out into the field, and very mysteriously he finds these dudaim. Vayimsa perek lamet pasuk yudalad. Vayelech Reuven bimek sir chita vayimsa dudaim basada. Vayave yosam aleya imo. He brings home these dudaim, these very special flowers. He brings them home to Leah, and then Rachel goes on to Leah, and Rachel asks Leah for the flowers. Parenthetically, before we even get to Rav Shor's Torah, we have to say the following of our Torah. What happens? Leah says, "Hatomerla, ha'ma kachtechas ishav lekachas gamas dua bini." What happens? You want to take my flowers too? Says Leah. You already took my husband, and you want to take my flowers? Says Rav Shalom Shadron. What's going on over here? My husband? Didn't Leah know that she was second choice? Didn't Rachel, when Rachel gave her the simonim, Gemara and Brachas? Didn't at the end of the day? Didn't Leah know? At the end of the day, that Rachel was Yaakov's first choice. So when the pasuk says over here, "Hamak hakachas isha," you want to take my husband, and you want to take the flowers. Your husband, you should be thanking Rachel. You should be giving her the flowers. Somehow, the flowers have a special koyach for children. Says Rav Shalom Shadron, an incredible answer. My Rebbe, Rabbi Stor Shlita, told me this a few years back. You can't forget this. Says Rav Shalom Shadron, he brings over proofs, and he says, Leah never knew. Somehow, someway, Rachel Imenu was able to give over the simonim to her older sister without her ever realizing that she was second choice. And that's why the pasuk is right over here. Kachtech is ishi. You want to take my husband and my flowers? And what happens? Rachel doesn't say a word. Doesn't say a word. And she says, "I'll just give me the flowers, and you could have the night." And because Rashi says, because she was mezalzel on the covet of Yaakovinu. She was punished for that. That's why she wasn't zochah to be buried with Yaakov Avinu. Beautiful idea, incredible idea, but Avas Yisrael. Not only is to be able to do it with sensitivity, but incredible sensitivity. Rachel gave over Leah the signs, and Leah didn't even know, and Rachel doesn't even answer. Rachel is the midah of shtika. I mean, we know Rachel is the midah of being quiet. Leah is apam adas Hashem. But go back to the Arvort. Two questions. The Medrash tells us on the Dudaim, that Hadudam Nas Norech al Pasachenu Komegadim, al Megadenu al Pasachenu Komegam Zener Chanukah. It says these words, Hadudam Nas Norech al Pasachenu, they refer to the Ner Chanukah. So we have to understand, says Rav Shor, question number one, what is going on over here? What's the connection between these flowers, these special Dudaim, and the connection to Ner Chanukah? The Medrash clearly links it. What's the connection? Question number two, and then we'll try to wrap it up and all into one answer. Gemara Shabbos. And Chav Aleph on the base, and the Sugi of Chanukah tells us that as they were putting back the Beis Hamikdash together, Badku v'lo matzu ela pach echa. They looked and they couldn't find except one jar of oil. And says Rav Shor, the Gemara's language, Gemara's vocabulary is very interesting. It should have just said Badku matzu pach echad. They looked and they only found one jar. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say they looked and they found one jar. The Gemara says Badku v'lo matzu ela pach echad. They looked, and they didn't find just one pach. Just tell us at the end of the day, they looked and they found one. Ukanir abet shabatka v'lo matzu klal. V'hayichol azlo mahari hashtadu dai v'hoizu v'lo matzu klal shemen. So what's going on over here? Two questions, of Shor says. Number one, do Dudam have referred to Neres Chanukah? Number two, to the Gemara and Shabbat says, batka v'lo matzu pach echad. Just say, batka matzu pach echad. They checked. And they didn't find only one. Rav Shor says one mahalich based on the Sefer Keren Oira. He says, you know, the Gemara tells us on the Dorim Chafa Bebez, we just did it in the Daf Yoimi. Says, who was born from these Dudam? Who was born from these flowers? You know, Rashi says on the spot that it was Yisachar. It was Yisachar was born from these Dudam. Yisachar was the one who was born from these flowers. As the Pasuk says, in Yurches, Lamin Yurches, Vatomer Leah Nasan Lakim Sukhari, Ashen Nasat Yishukhas and Ishi, Tekr Shemel Yisachar. What's the Inyan of Yisachar? Says Chazal, Shalom Zascha Yisachar Kischa Ma Shechazra Acharibah Shalashim Shemaim. Why was she zocher to Yisachar? Because Leah could have sat back and she could have done a calculation. She has Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. I have four shvatim and Zehu, I'm done. Four wives, everyone gets three. But Leah was adamant to be able to bring more shvatim into the world. She was adamant to do more. She could have opted out. She could have said, I did my part and that's it. But Yisachar represents stability. Number five, for her to be able to do more. As the Pasuk says in Devarim, explaining Yisachar. But right, Moshe Rabbeinu is looking for leader of Chachma, but he couldn't find them. He needed to find Nivonim in Dvarim Aleph Yud Gimel. And who are these Nivonim? Bnei Yisachar, right? The ones who had the inyan of Bina, that refers to Yisachar. Says the Karen Oyer, an incredible idea. And the Sifri, what's the difference between a Chacham and a Navon? Chachma means wisdom, and Navon means a deeper type of wisdom. Says the Karen Oyra explained by Rav Shor. Harry Milas Navun Hushem Mechazer Achra Dover Inu Mamtin Sheiva Dover Etzel Ela Yesh Lo Cheshik VeRatzon Chukish Adach Mechapes Etzel Dover. Wisdom is something you get. Bina, something you chase. You look after. You want to be able to get more. You're not just satisfied with Chachma. You want to get more. Bina is more of an understanding, right? Bina Chazal says Maybe Dover Mitoch Dover. You want to understand the reason. Bina is the onion you want to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui. He says, you want to know what the Gemara says. Dafka. Why? Because we know we have a principle in Chazal that says, Ki onis rachmana patre, Klai Yisrael could have opted out. They were oinsim, they didn't find any oil. That's not what they chose. And Tosus on the spot, Shabbos Chaval Vamibdeh says, Shoya pach toman besoch HaKarka. Where was that pach Shem found? It's found on the ground. They didn't say, oh, we can't find anything, we're done. No. Shalom, matzu, nishba, liba, mikirbam, achadayin, luis, yashu, akim, shilivdok. Why does Gemara say, barku, velo, matzu? Because the Gemara wants to tell us that they had every reason to stop looking, and they didn't. They kept on looking. They didn't give up. Rakim, shich, livdok. Just like Leah, imenu, she said, I made that calculation, that she could have stopped and said, all the wives were going to zeichet to have four, it was okay to have three sons. I already had four. She could have stopped. Nevertheless, what did Leah do? She wanted to be able to have more. She wanted to be able to have more. She wanted to be able to do L'Shem Shemayim. As Chazal said, the Rashi quotes it, Shahisim Mis'avim Mechzars Laharvel Shvatim. She wanted to bring more Shvatim. So the same way that Yisachar was born because of the Midah of Cheshik and the Ratzon of Leah, a pure, sincere, authentic, real, genuine concern that Leah wanted to bring the Shvatim to the world, so too, say Chazal, says Rav Shor, based on the Karen Oira, that Chaisu had every reason to opt out, ki ones rachmana patre, an oyen, that even if the guy touched, even if a Yavan, a Greek guy, a girl, child, or animal touched, maybe not an animal, but if they touched one, it was tummy. They had every reason to say, you know what, they're done. No, they didn't stop. Even they couldn't find, they continued to look. So if they just said, barku, matzu, pach echad, they checked and they searched, they couldn't find, and they found one, it wouldn't tell you the panemius, the essence of what was going on. The chashmonaim, which you know come from Yehuda, they come from Leah. They had this ability to say, it's never enough. It's never enough. Leah said, I want to do more. They could have said, "Onos Rachman Epatche, we're Potter." No, Shemahad Achar Mitzvah Zeichus Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yisaya Bedrocha Lamayla Midar Chatev Limsos Bevukash. At the end of the day, Klai Yisrael and the Chashmonaim said, "We're not ready to opt out. We had every reason to opt out. We're not opting out." Just like Leah didn't opt out, and Reuven found those Dudaim, and Yisachar was born from those Dudaim. Yisachar was born from Leah's Cheshek, be able to go after more mitzvahs, and that's what Yisachar. That's what Bina is. Bina. The essence of Yisachar is Bnei Yisachar, Bnei, Lashon of Bin, Yodea Bina Le'itim. It's the connection of Bina Yisachar. Yisachar means the more. You want to understand Bina, Dover Mitoch Dover. You want to understand things, one thing from another. And that's what we say on the Chazal. We say this by Imo Asor and Eretz Halal, right? What's Chanukah called? Yimei Bina, Yimei Shmona, Chavashir, and Anim. The Panemius of Chanukah is Bnei Bina. Chashmonim are called Bnei Bina. Bnei Bina means that the Chashmonaim were ones of understanding, of wanting to understand Dover Mitoch Dover, never wanting to opt out. So the essence of the flower, says the Medrash, is Neres Chanukah, because the essence of the flower shows us that even when Leah could have said, you know what, Reuven Shimon Levi Yehud, Reuven Shaven Levi Yehud, I'm done. Leah didn't say that. She wanted to, she, She wanted to do more. They were to bring more Shechina and more Shvatim into the world. And that's how Yisachar was born, because of those flowers. And that's what the Gemara says, to teach us that they searched, they didn't find, but they didn't give up. Incredible lesson for us. The avoid of Chanukah is to never give up. So we also be able to realize there's always what to do more. And even when things look like they're dark, choshech zuyavon, even when things look like they're dark. And Leah, even in the beginning of her parsha, Leah was supposed to marry Esav. Right? Chazal say there was Lavan and Rivka, they both had two daughters, two sons. Leah said, no. I'm not. That's, she cried, and she changed. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even after four, she would said, you know what, at the end of the day, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up just because I have four. I'm going to bring more. And Klaisra and Leah's descendants, the Chashmonaim, the base of Mikdash, they could have said, Anas or Machnach Patre. And Toysa says, no, they not only did they not look, they looked in the ground, and they found that Rabon Shemot Lamalim in a Teva. The avoda of Chanukah is the avoda of Yisachar, the avoda of Bina, the avoda of wanting to do more, to bring more Kavod Shemayim into the world, and to never be satisfied. As we end off with this word, Rav Mordechai Shapiro, the famed Talmud of Rav Aaron Kotler, we say in Halal, or we're going to say it over Chanukah plenty of times, Yosef Hashem Aleichem. Yosef, when a Jew wants to increase and bring, do more in their avodas Hashem, Hashem Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. HaPaul Atar Masayinoso. As Gemara says in Malkus and other places in Chazal, well, someone who comes to be purified, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and help them. The Rabbono Hashem sees who's sincere and authentic. We should zochet to continue our sincerity and authenticity. And the more we want to bring Kavod Shemayim, to remember the avodah of Chanukah is the avodah of Bina, the avodah of wanting to be able to understand things more and more, and to go above and beyond for the Rabbono Hashem. If we go above and beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go above and beyond for this. I just remember this word, last word, I hope. So Rav Soloveitchik says, look at the Rambam says you have to sell your shirt off your back to be able to get Neres Chanukah. What's the vort? Why do you have to sell the shirt off your back? Just like the Rabbono Shem Olamal made a teva for us by Chanukah, the eight candles lasted one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went above nature, so too we go above nature. If we want the Rabbono Shem Olamal made a teva, we have to go above the halacha as well. We have to go above. If we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go above and beyond, we have to go above and beyond as well. And that's why you sell the shirt off your back, because we want to show the Rabbono Shem that we're ready to go above and beyond for Him. And then please, God, Be'ez Hashem, go above and beyond for us. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos Vayetze and an early Lechtaka Chanukah Shkoich.